This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com. This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to Just for Women, Dating, Relationships, and Sex. I'm your host, Elisa Kreitman. This show is dedicated to providing today's modern women with useful information they need to make empowered, conscious choices. This month, we're talking all about marriage. What inspires men to want to be married? How to get emotionally prepared for marriage? What makes a great marriage? And how to revive a marriage that might be dead or totally lackluster, lost all its juice. So on the show today, we're going to talk to a very high-level speaker, educator, course leader on how women can be totally in their feminine, take the reins of their relationships, have the love and the life that they want to have. Our guest today is Satyan Raja. He's the president and master facilitator of his company, Warrior Sage. Satyan, welcome to Just for Women.
Well, thanks for being here. And I know I'm a guy, but I've been in a relationship with my wonderful goddess, Suzanne, for close to 23 years now. And I've learned a lot about how not to make her happy, and also from that, how to make her ecstatic and be, you know, one contributing to her ecstatic happiness and vice versa. So I'd love to share what we've learned through these 23 years.
Let me just tell listeners a little bit more about you, and then we'll jump right in. I want people to know that Warrior Sage is one of the leading spiritual growth organizations in the world. And one of the things I want to talk to you about in a little bit is how your organization is different from other relationship workshops, because from what it seems to me, it's quite different. So I definitely want to hear about that. You're also a Kung Fu master, which I love. And like you said, you've been married for 22, almost 23 years, and you have a son together, yeah?
We have a daughter and a son, a 12-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old son.
Oh, awesome. So you pretty much can field and answer any question that we might have about what it was like before. Sounds like you went through something in your relationship that actually got you to where you are today in this totally inspired place. So,
well, totally. You know, so I'm happy to go there because, like any marriage, any relationship has its ups and downs. And we, you know, we were sailing right along at the beginning. We were high school sweethearts. And then, you know, a decade hit later and we started to, you know, we had our first child. And that's where things really started shaking. A lot of people think that bringing a kid into the house will revamp up one's relationship, and what it does, it brings one more person into the household that needs lots of attention. And a lot of couples I know suffer at that phase in intimacy, and we loved each other to a point where we said, you know, we don't want to let our relationship deteriorate, because I got to tell you, a few years ago, 12, 13 years ago, we were almost near the end of it. And we learned some profound principles, profound teachings from our mentors, and have applied it in our lives. And all I can tell you now, for the last 12 years, it's been a constant rise into ecstatic relationship on every level, sexual, emotional, and most importantly, spiritual. And I'd love to share about what I mean by that and how to cultivate that and how to live it practically starting today.
Totally. I do want to ask you one thing, though. You know, so many people head for divorce, and, you know, the divorce rate is astronomical. What was it that had you say, was it you who said it? Was it she who said it? What was the deciding factor that you were like, no, we're not getting divorced. We're going to work this out?
Well, you know, we had love in our heart for each other, but the passion had waned. The sexual heat, the sexual passion, the feeling of, oh, she's hot or he's hot, started diminishing because, quite frankly, I was totally absorbed in my career. My wife was totally absorbed in raising our child at that time, very young. And when we're absorbed in energies other than ourselves, then it leeches and it sucks away the polarity, the pizzazz, the zing that you have. But we knew somehow inside that our love, if we just opened our hearts, if we were really focused on our relationship, that something would come to us. And I was fortunate enough to come across one of my mentors, a fellow named David Data, who taught me these principles to my wife and I. And the inspiration was, sometimes when it sucks that bad, it's either it sucks worse or you do something about it. And we decided to be proactive, and rather than spend money on lawyers and splitting everything up, we said, let's take that same energy and put it into something constructive. So do or die deal, and we chose going deeper rather than going shallower, because we knew intrinsically that whatever we don't deal with now, we're going to replay those same patterns with any new partner that we attract in our lives down the road. So we've been around the block to know that the cycles and patterns repeat themselves unless you catch them, deal with them, and get excited about what's transformational in your difficult times. And so we catapulted ourselves. We utilized our negativity, and that was the turning point. I want to let anyone know who's in that circumstance, you have the opportunity to take a hold of your relationship and turn it from mundane to magnificent. And all it takes is understanding simple principles and applying them in your life, you know?
Wow, thank you for saying that. That's exactly what I wanted to inspire women with, is that there is possibility. So what are some of those things, what are some of those key points that we can utilize in our life to actually transform a mundane relationship into something magnificent?
Well, I'm going to speak, obviously, very specifically to the ladies, to the goddesses. And I call you ladies goddesses because I've come to discover with humility that there's a source of power, profound power in each one of you that requires and pulls out from within me a respect. So when I use the term goddess, it's not this foo-foo new age idea. To me, it's representative of the power that you have. So the first thing, all of you ladies and goddesses, you have to recognize that you are not broken when relationships start to break down. It's not necessarily that you're unattractive or you're not gorgeous anymore, or you're getting older, or because the tendency for the feminine, because the feminine is moved by relationship, and when that pizzazz, that sing is waning and we don't know what it is, we tend to personalize it and think it's something unattractive about ourselves, and nothing could be further from the truth. I've seen 70, 80 year old women in our trainings within 3 days, go from, feeling bad, negative about their body image, feeling downtrodden, feeling unloved even to themselves, turn into, sexual, feminine, radiant, wisdom goddesses. And so the principle is this: you're not broken, number one. And number two, the most important thing you have to cultivate, and listen to this, is to reignite the energy of your feminine polarity, your feminine essence. And I'd love to share what I mean by the feminine essence, but that's the number one thing you have to do. Revamp your understanding and to open up the layers that are holding back your true feminine strength. And your true feminine strength doesn't turn men off and make them afraid. Your true feminine juiciness, your true feminine sensuality, your true feminine evocative nature has the ability to, and I'm going to go a little graphic here, the same way you can use your sexual energy to bring a form of male erection to his particular member.
We like that member.
That you have the same ability to give him a hard-on in presence, in his spiritual purpose, in his mission in the world, your partner. And so I'd love to share how to evoke that feminine radiance so you're not just waking up, below the waist. You're waking up his heart, you're waking up his mind, you're waking up his soul, you're giving him an erection that lets him know, man, I'm a warrior, I'm a king, I'm a sovereign, I've got a purpose in my life. And when you know how to turn on your man, not just sexually, but including your sexuality, then what happens is he becomes so loyal to you, his masculine energy comes right to the forefront, he becomes a warrior, and that warrior within him, in the forefront, awakens the juicy goddess within you. So I'd love to share with you how to do that, okay?
Yeah, you've just covered about 10 of the questions I have, so go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to share historically, just to give you a bit of a background, how the feminine grows through three stages, from prison to parole to paradise stage of consciousness, okay? The prison stage was in the 50s and earlier, when you can imagine women were stuck underneath these particular roles of having to be maybe an airline stewardess or a housewife or a nurse. Society and men dictated where women went. Very few women had a say in their direction in life, their money, what they're going to achieve, how they're going to grow in life. They were put into these subservient roles for 1,000, if not more, years. So that's the old style, what we call prison or first stage level of relationship. The stereotype is the Edith Bunker. And who does she attract? She attracts the archetype, the over-macho, unconscious, not really deeply in his heart male. We don't want to go there. We want to go way beyond that. And so what happened was in the 60s, women started growing beyond the first stage or prison stage of the model, where women started saying, hey, we want to have a say in our direction. We want to just not be a housewife or stuck in particular roles. If we want to be a housewife, we want to be that out of choice, out of joy, not out of being defaulted by society to be put into that role. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, totally.
So a lot of women started growing. Guess what? They started growing their masculine side as a counter to the repression of their direction. Because you see, the masculine within us represents direction, going for goals, going for clarity, making plans, stepping up and out of the picture to decide which avenue or course is best for my life. For many years, women were subdued in that area. So in the 60s, women started empowering their masculine side. Now, when I say masculine, I'm not talking male, because masculine and feminine are totally different energies than male and feminine, okay? Or male and female. Because you could be a male person and have a feminine essence. You could be a female person and have a masculine essence. It just happens to be that most women have more of a feminine essence. And what that means is that you're attracted at your deepest core, that your highest value is love. Your highest value is the flow of love in relationship, the flow of communication, the flow of being understood, being felt. Whereas the masculine hierarchy of value is freedom. Those who have more of a masculine essence, which is more men, they're more moved by attainment of freedom, moving beyond the constraints of their, you know, whatever's holding them down, they've got to break free. So if you look at movies that are more masculine dominated or dominant, they're more having to do with challenges, breaking through into freedom, one man versus a whole army.
Well, let's talk more about this, because you're definitely hitting on something that speaks to the heart of many women who I know listen to my show, and that is just what you said about how we've grown to develop this over-masculinized presence and way of being in the world because we had to, or we were taught to, you've got to make it on your own, you can do it on your own, you don't need a man.
All of that is absolutely true. And the thing is, going from the old school 1950s and earlier, subservient, codependent role where you had to be dependent, you had to, and it's a historical balancing that over the last 40 years that women have had to learn to be on their own, to be strong on their own. I love you, but I don't need you. But guess what happens? If you've already achieved a certain modicum of self-liberation, knowing where you want to go, being able to do your, you know, because I got to tell you, most of the women I know can kick butt way better than most of the men I know in business and almost anything else, because the natural energy of the feminine is multitasking and manage many things. But guess what, goddesses? When you're over-animating masculine energy for a long period of time as a counter to the traditional suppression of your feminine essence, and you don't know any better way, then your feminine heart dries out. Your feminine body becomes achy. You become more stiff. You become more angular. And no matter how many goals you attain on a masculine hierarchy of values, such as making more money, achieving more freedom, being more control, having more supposedly power in the world, your feminine heart is yearning to be touched. Your feminine heart yearns and aches to be loved deeper than it's ever been loved. But unconsciously you feel that if you open to that vulnerable feminine again, you'll go backwards and you'll lose your power. Well, I'm here to share with you that, for example, in our work called Sex, Passion, and Enlightenment in our trainings, we teach women in my incredible staff and trainers and goddess trainers, they teach women that to be in your true power means to come back to the original feminine, which you've never even known. And this is now talking about the third stage, moving beyond the second stage of independence, the first stage of codependence. The last stage, the goddess reawakened, is what we call the paradise stage of the feminine growth. And that's where, yes, when you have to in your business work, in your work circumstances, in your everyday life, where you need to cultivate and use your masculine, use it to attain goals, to achieve freedom, to make money, to, but when you come home, you have to learn immediately to drop the overly masculine shell you've carried, replenish your feminine essence, let your true, juicy, sensual powerhouse of a goddess out, let your exotic heart be liberated, and then bring that to the man in your life. And when you do so, man, is he going to be turned on from the inside out.
Nice. Thank you for saying all of that and really laying that all out in a new way that I haven't heard before, with the prison and parole and paradise, and really speaking directly to women who are empowered but maybe have lost a little bit of that feminine flair, and then actually how to get it back. And so we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that. And listeners, if you're wanting some great discounts on things that will enhance your life, please listen to these ads coming up. They help me bring amazing experts like Satya and Raja to you. So I'd appreciate it if you check that out. This is Elisa Kreitman. I'm with Satya and Raja. And we'll be right back to talk more about how to be the juicy goddess you know you are.
Hi, this is Renee Stevens, host of Inside Out Weight Loss. If you want to be a thin person, you have to learn how to think like one. Learn how on my weekly show that aligns mind, body, and spirit for lasting change. That's Inside Out Weight Loss, How to Think Like a Thin Person, on personallifemedia.com.
I'm Elisa Kreitman. We're speaking with Satya and Raja, who's just an incredible speaker. Wow, I'm just amazed at the energy and the passion that you have about letting women know, hey, you're amazing, you're a goddess, you're not going to lose your power, and here's how to get your feminine.
Right on. Well, thank you so much. I'm really having a great time enjoying this, because I know that there's going to be a lot of happy men out there like me, husbands, who are just yearning and wanting the best of their women, the best of their women to come out. But guess what? Us as guys, we just don't know how. We've been taught that the way to inspire other people is by giving them challenges, which is how the masculine grows.
But
and we're just doing our best. So we give you direction. We tell you how to do things when we're unconscious. And we say, okay, if you just do this, A, B, C, D, all your problems will be solved. And you know, I'm now wise enough, knowing through this sex, passion, alignment training that I give and I teach and our organization does, that the feminine doesn't grow by challenge. The feminine grows by praise. So you too, goddesses, you have to praise each other when you get together. But I'd love to get into specific tips of how to reawaken passion in a stale or or a flat relationship, and if it's really good, to turn it into great. If it's great, to turn it into a way to God, to the divine. Because ultimately in my work, you know, at Sex, Passion, Enlightenment, our whole focus is your relationship is not just a doorway to pleasure and for having good times and to die with peace and comfort. It's actually a doorway to your most intimate experiences with the divine. And feminine beings, a lot of ladies, are most open, have had their most intimate spiritual experiences in moments of deep sexual rapture. So I'd love to share how you can create the background scene and space and practices to start that journey towards sex, passion, alignment in your life.
When you say the divine and this sort of this almost like godlike experience, I just want to kind of bring it down a notch. What exactly are you talking about? Because I'm just thinking some women might be listening to you and having no idea really what it is you're saying.
Well, you know, an example is sometimes in our deepest intimate moments with a conscious, profound partner, what happens is, and what can happen is, the sense of you two as two lovers, two people, can dissolve so deeply that there's only a sense of one profound, erotic, exotic, heart-connected love that's being lived through you and your partner, although you can't tell the difference. And a sense of heart blooming that's so profound, in a sense, being smithereen. You know that song, Killing Me Softly with His Love? That old song?
La, 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 la.
That's right. So we have the capacity to ravish each other sexually and spiritually and sensually so deeply that we forget our smallnesses. We forget our strifes. We forget the differences, and we merge at a level which our body is shuddering in oneness. So that's what I mean by erotic, profound consciousness or divine love. And sexual, spiritual relationships are a portal to that profound place that is really beyond words, that you have to feel. And I'm going to give you some basics on how to start creating the soil, the fertile soil for those type of relationships, whether you're single or you're in a relationship, okay?
Awesome.
Okay, number one, every goddess out there, listen to this. I'm going to give you some simple, fun, juicy advice and directions here. Number one, create an altar, a sacred altar in your room, in your bedroom, or somewhere where you can be privately for a few minutes every day. And on that altar, put things that inspire you to be a woman. It could be things from nature. It could be pictures. It could be a sense of the sacred. It could be scarves or flowers or whatever moves your heart, and it can continuously change. You can build on it weekly. After building that small little intimate altar to the feminine within you, you also on there give one little piece, a rock, a stone, a stick, or a picture of your husband, something that makes you feel that that the masculine in the universe, in your own personal life, is also sacred. And here's the key now. You ready? Here's the fun part. You pick a juicy song or two, juicy piece of music that inspires you, that uplifts you, and in your own privacy, you could do a sensual song in the morning, a dance, a sacred dance to the great spirit, to the great masculine essence, to the great feminine essence within yourself. And you do an erotic, exotic dance that brings you to your edge, which makes you a little shy, which makes you blush to yourself. And whatever that level is to you, for some people, it's just turning on a piece of music, dancing to yourself. But as you're dancing, you're not just dancing with your eyes closed. You're having a feeling that you're offering your bodily, juicy, feminine fleshiness as a devotion to the masculine, as a devotion to your lover. So if you have a lover in your life, you're making it a juicy devotion to him. If you're a single woman, you're sending your body dance as a prayer to that future man that you'll attract in your life. You're saying, oh, divine masculine, I want nothing less than the highest impeccable man. And you do a dance for that highest impeccable man, the man that's going to meet the depth of your heart's longing. those of you who already have a partner in your life, what you do is you find within your men a virtue that you could truly offer your bodily devotion to in dance. And so you put a little picture of him, and you give him more than you could ever give him. Let's say you're shy to do it, you know, personally at the beginning. So you do it in the sacred space of your sacred dance goddess space. You make it beautiful, and you do a sacred dance with your body. You touch yourself in sensual ways. You discover yourself in sensual and erotic and exotic ways. But rather than just self-pleasure, you open your body and you give your pleasure ceremoniously to the divine masculine impeccability in the lover you already have, or the lover you'll attract to you. And you do it in a fun, shy, juicy way, and you do it every day for 7 days, just one song. Promise me you do that, and I promise you, your body will start to wave with motions of pleasure. You'll start to feel you'll start to feel heaviness move away from your body. You'll start to feel a freshness come back, and a joy and an appreciation of being feminine. Just by doing that every single day for just a few days in a row, guess what? Your partner, if you have one, is going to notice you. He's going to go, my goodness, he's not going to know what happened. And don't tell him. Just exude more of the grace that comes out of your dance meditation hall.
Wow, I really get that. Here's what's great about talking to you as a man, that the way that you're talking about this, I'm really clear, and I know that my listeners are really clear, I am hoping, that you are totally inspired by the feminine, and we just don't hear that a lot. We don't hear what the impact is for us in reconnecting to this, the movement that the feminine is, and the importance of being in our body. Do you know what I'm saying?
We'll go to war for you. We love you. You give us hard-ons from the inside out on every level of being. I mean, we love you. And what we love is when you love your own bodies. When you love your own bodies, I don't care if you're 250 pounds and you know, juicy and large and plump. What you have to start looking at is in the mirror when you do your sacred dance, you offer your fleshy fullness for our enjoyment. And when you start enjoying your fleshy fullness in whatever form that the divine has graced you with, and you start going, yeah, I am this. I love this. But the difference between self-talk, positive self-talk, which is a second stage, parole stage of personal growth practice, and what I'm alluding to, which is the third stage, or what I call sacred paradise practice, is your body, your heart, your love. You know at your deepest core, goddesses, that you're not just here for yourself. You are here as a sacrifice for the sake of all beings, because the feminine in you is most moved by loving service to others. So why not serve the world in the privacy of your own sacred meditation, which should be a dancing form of meditation, not a sitting, boring, sit on your butt and count your breath. That's not how the feminine is deeply meant to meditate in its fullness. You have to appreciate that your fleshiness, your juiciness, your waves, your curves, you have an ocean within your being of love and delight. You want to dance that out as if you're spraying it like a water hose in all directions. Do that every day, and you'll feel great about yourself, your partner will feel great about yourself. And if you're a single woman, I want you to stop calling yourself single. I want you to start saying to yourself, I am an available goddess. I'm an available being, not a single being. Because the word single reinforces your separation. But when you put out to the universe that I am an available goddess, then a vibration goes out. And instead of your weak little needy side that wants to be seen, let yourself be seen, and you'll attract a man who's happy to claim you and to claim your deepest heart and ravish you all the way to God.
Wow. I have to come back down to earth here. Man, thank you so much. We have to take another short break, but what a pleasure it is to talk to you. I am just floored at how inspired you are and what you're saying with such ease and power and passion directly into the hearts of women. Deep breath. Okay. So let's just take a little break here. And listeners, again, feel free to send me an email at Alissa, A-L-I-S-S-A, at personallifemedia.com. None of this seems important now. Or leave me a message at 206-350-5333. Always interested in your feedback. And when we come back, I'm actually going to read a question that I have from one of my listeners who emailed in, Satyen, that I would love for you to answer. So let's take a short break. We'll be right back. I'm Alissa Kreitman with Satyen Raja. And wow, that's all I can say. We'll be right back.
Listen to Living Green, Effortless Ecology for Everyday People, a weekly online audio program featuring champions of sustainable living at personallifemedia.com.
We're back. I'm Alissa Kreitman. We're talking to Satyen Raja, and we're pretty much out of time here, Satyen, but I just want to quickly get your take on an email a listener wrote in, and I'm going to abbreviate it here. Basically, what she's saying is that she has an enormous sex drive. She's 33 years old. She's got a higher sex drive than most of the men that she meets and relates with, and some men have told her her sex drive is intimidating, and she's looking for guidance, information on how to approach this, her needs, her desires, and drive without triggering a man's, what she calls, an internal need to perform, thus making them put a huge amount of pressure on themselves.
Well, you know, this goddess, you know, she's asking a very profound question, because when the goddess's energy is released, every woman, believe it or not, will be way more sexual, or has the ability to be way more profoundly, energetically sexual than most men. This is a misnomer that guys tend to be more turned on. When goddesses are lit up to who they truly are, their sexual energy becomes not only a force of rejuvenation, health rejuvenation, they let go of all types of, you know, feminine diseases, start to move away because the flow happens in their body again. Their power sexually is incredible. So one of the things I recommend, and sounds like a blatant plug, but you know, I would recommend she come out to one of our Sex, Passion, and Enlightenment intensives, because there's men there who are yearning to meet women in power, not women who are trying to be overly masculinized, or women who have excessively used their masculine energy and are yearning to find a new way. We've got incredible, you know, available men who are integral, who are learning to be warriors spiritually, mentally. They're learning and they're yearning to take their biggest gifts to the world. What this woman needs to find is not a simple man. She needs to raise her standards in life and say, I'm going to attract only a man to me and accept in my intimate communion with me, only a man who meets the depth of my heart's yearning. So she has to learn to be discerning and say, I will only give eye contact to warriors who show a level of presence and impeccability that is tangibly felt. Because a man who's practicing what I'm sharing about, and if there's any men listening or women who would like to bring their men to one of our trainings, let them know that they're going to awaken within them this warrior, this tantric master, yet they're going to also awaken in them a vulnerability which lets them know, without any form of external performance, that they are an integral, solid man. Because women are looking for presence that is imperturbable in the face of her feminine energy and moods and weather. And the feminine, let me tell you, you know, is all types of weather. So the bottom line is this. Raise your standards. Only accept in your intimate circles men who meet the bar, who are willing to meet you with a presence, an impeccability, a level of warriorship, which shows that I have a big integral heart. When you know, when you find that type of man and attract him to you, rather than playing small, thinking that if I play small, I'll get more men, forget it. Go for less men, but go for the men who are really amazing warrior sages. When you do, your heart will be met. And when you tell the universe, I accept nothing less, guess what? Your prince, who is really the divine, really your true self, showing up in masculine form, will come up and sweep you off your feet.
Wow, that's amazing. I was talking to someone recently who's a therapist, you know, because this whole month is about marriage and getting prepared for marriage. And, man, you're just taking the lid off of all of that about what marriage can even be, what attracting another lover could even be. And so,
well, you know, it's all our... Everyone has that potential. And as I said, there's the prison stage. We don't want to go back. But the parole stage can also be boring. So, yes, you got good communication. Yes, you are both fair and equal, and you share bank accounts and duties and all that. But, my goodness, is that the most creative that we can achieve? No, there's a whole other paradise level. And what I'm sharing at Sex, Passion, Enlightenment, our trainings, it's really about awakening to our next level of evolution, which we all yearn, but we just got to take some courageous steps towards it, which really means reconnecting with our sacred feminine, us men reconnecting with our sacred masculine, learning how to play the game of polarity. And all polarity means is keeping the spark alive. And if there's one partner or two partners which are not strongly polarized, one's not being strongly feminine, one's not being strongly masculine, how can you have an arc of attraction? So in our trainings at Sex, Passion, Enlightenment, it's about reactivating that spark so you can have it for a lifetime. You can die winking at each other, horny.
Yeah. Hey, tell me something. I would love to hear from you. What impact anger has on men? Because, you know, you're talking very much about inspiring the masculine with our feminine. And I know a lot of women who email me grapple with this kind of anger that comes up, or frustration, or something of that nature. So how do women handle that?
Okay, what happens is us men get angry when we feel the constraints of life. That's the reason why all men who have a masculine essence get angry. They feel there's more burdens on their life than they can handle, okay? That's the reason for masculine anger. Feminine anger occurs when the flow of love is disrupted, when there's a stifling or stagnation in the flow of love communication. So we get angered by different means, okay? The way to help a man's anger, very simple, find within him, and here's the secret to inspiring the masculine in a very tangible way. Look in his eyes, look in his soul when he comes back from work, when he's going off to work, just before you go away from each other for whatever you have to do in the day, and see within him the weary warrior. Within the heart of every masculine being is a sense of a weary warrior. And when you can offer devotional love and you say, hey, my weary warrior, go off to your work today. When you come back, and have the sense that when he comes back, that you are going to nourish the weary warrior through touch, through words, through tenderness, through love, through your sensuality, through your sexuality. So it's an offering you give him to his deepest core. And when you can find and offer and touch and rejuvenate his weary warrior, then his anger starts to dissipate. And cool him. You are the force of a fountain. You are the force of a cooling waterfall. Cool the front surface of his body when he's angry. So feel like your hands are rubbing down his face, his throat, his heart, his chest. Rub downward the front surface of his body like a cooling waterfall and embrace him. Let him know your devotion to his purpose, your devotion to his mission. And another reason why men get angry or have this subtle tension all the time or apathy is because they don't know their deepest purpose, or they've lost their deepest purpose. They've got caught up in superficialities of life. You have the ability to inspire him into his depth. Let him know you may be lost, and you know, especially now where there's more difficult financial times for some, let him know, I'm behind you. I love you. I am in devotion to your deepest purpose. We're going to make it through. You know that Peter Gabriel song? It's called Don't Give Up.
I would recommend
every goddess do a dance for her partner, Don't Give Up, in this day and age, so that he feels the devotional love coming through his sacred partner. And if you are an available woman, play that song, Don't Give Up, by Peter Gabriel, but give it to all the men out there who are suffering through the sense of challenges or not knowing how they're going to make it through or not knowing, you know, how to deal with the obstructions in their life. When you offer that through your body, through your heart, your being, the sacred awakens in you and more wisdom will flow through you, and sex, passion, alignment will be the beginning of your journey to wholeness and beyond.
Wow. You are amazing. It is a true blessing to have you on this show. I have never been so captivated and just so right there with you in so much of what you're saying. You speak to the heart of what's going on in our world in a way that I haven't heard in a long time. And what I want to thank you for is that you're modeling behavior that we need. And, you know, there's so many more questions I have, so I'm going to have you back.
It would be my pleasure to be back.
Yeah. So just thank you for that and being this model of what sexuality and relationship can be that people have no ideas even possible. Thank you for living that in your life. And
thank you. Well, you know, I'd like to give a gift to all the listeners here. And if you go to my website, warriorsage.com, we have tickets for one of our introductory workshops that our Warsage organization delivers all over. So the tickets are $79, but I want to make sure that everyone listening gets them absolutely as my compliments. So all you have to do is go to warriorsage.com. Our contact information is on there, our phone number, our emails. Let them know that you're on the show, that you heard the show, and we'll make sure that you get activated. We'll send you free tickets to Sex, Passion, Alignment, our introductory workshop. And for those of you who can't come to the introductory workshop, just call our 1-800 number to let them know you heard the show, and we'll make sure that we give you an incredible discount off our 3-day intensives. And that's our gift to you, because I know the ladies here who are listening are really moved and want to bring really sacred relationships, sacred sexuality into their lives, whether they're available goddesses or already in a relationship. This is really for you if you've been moved by this. So please take action. Go to our website, get our number, and find out how you can be part of this incredible work.
Satya, and thank you. And that website is warriorsage.com, and the code would be Just for Women Show. So go ahead, ladies, and get over there. Thank you so much for that gift.
Yeah, there's also one more thing. There's also if you register for our newsletter, every woman and everyone listening will get a 7-week e-course that I've put together on the fundamentals of sex, passion, alignment. So that's totally free. Wherever you are in the world listening, make sure you register for the newsletter, and you'll get an e-course delivered directly to you so you can start sex, passion, alignment in your life right now.
Nice. I feel like we're well on our way just with this interview alone.
Thank you. Thank you so much,
Satya, and I appreciate it. That brings us to the end of the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. For text and transcripts of the show and other shows on the Personal Life Media Network, just go to personallifemedia.com. And also, you can get instant notification now when my next show goes live. Just go to personallifemedia.com/signup. Don't miss out on that. I'm your host, Elisa Kreitman, always expanding your choices here on Just for Women. Tune in next week for more juicy news you can use.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.